Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Down the street, and a bus had apparently crashed into a house and caught on fire and just went up in flames.
Had to see it to believe it. A burning school bus crashes into a Normandy house. What led up to that and what it looks like this morning?
And within hours, Missouri set to carry out its first execution of the year. A look at the case of convicted killer Brian Dorsey and the last-minute push for clemency.
And the Great American Eclipse receives rave reviews, but not the traffic afterwards. We're going to let you know how late it lasted into the night. Good morning and welcome in on this Bowtie Tuesday. It's April 9th. You are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you so much for waking up with us live. Look now from our roof camera in Maryland Heights. We're going to get a check of that forecast with meteorologist Angela Huddy. She's on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Do you have any showers expected today, Angela?
Where the birds are singing loudly and the clouds are increasing this morning. And I got a little chill the last time I was out here, so I've thrown the jacket on this morning. Temperatures are in the low to mid 50s here in Metro St. Louis as we get our Tuesday here underway. So you may want to grab a jacket as well just for the next couple of hours. Skies are partly to mostly cloudy here early on, and that'll be the case through the day today. Farther south, we're starting to track some showers and thunder showers, but they're very spotty. And again, primarily off to the south, south of I-44. For now. So I think that's going to be our zone today for some scattered showers and storms closer to a stalled out front. But that rain threat will increase into the day tomorrow. So while the jacket may be optional tomorrow, I think the rain jacket or umbrella will be needed, or excuse me, for today, you'll need it tomorrow. So we'll show you why, show you that with Futurecast coming up in just a bit.
270 this morning, you are seeing your northbound and southbound slowdown right at 64. What you can thank? Well, it's going to be your bridge reconstruction that just started up yesterday. This spanning all the way from Clayton Road up past Ladue to Olive Boulevard. So that's a 3-mile stretch you're dealing with north and southbound bridge reconstruction work. How long you're going to be dealing with that? Well, it's going to be a 24-hour closure ending at the end of May. Let's get a check-in. If you're sticking on 64 heading towards our 170 interchange, gonna take you about 10 minutes until you make it towards the Richmond Heights area. Heading north on 170, you're clear past Page, moving towards our not-so-busy 70 interchange. Back to you guys.
All right, Calista. Burning bus, bland, just smashes into a house. It was in Normandy, left behind significant damage this morning.
At the Power of Two's, Chris Renee is live where this all happened. And Chris, was anybody hurt?
Well, John, just an incredible sight out here. We are on Ellington Drive, just off Bermuda Drive here in Normandy. The home just behind us, you can see it is boarded up. This morning, authorities say one person was taken to the hospital for treatment from this incident, but it does not appear that there were any serious injuries. That is remarkable considering what took place here. We can show you video from this scene. Fire crews getting the call about 6:30 last night. Authorities tell us the school bus driver noticed that the bus was on fire and she jumped out of the bus. That bus was from the Lift for Life Academy, and authorities say no children were on board. Officials tell us after the driver jumped out of the bus, it rolled down Ellington Drive here, which is on a hill. It hit a car, then crashed into the home. The homeowners tell us some of the people who lived here were inside at the time, but they were not hurt. We talked with a neighbor about what she saw and heard.
We just heard like a big explosion. And my grandma went to her back window and saw like a big gulf of smoke. So then we heard a second explosion. So I just came out and walked down the street, and a bus had apparently crashed into a house and caught on fire and just went up in flames.
We can show you an image provided to us by a neighbor here of the fiery scene with the school bus just engulfed in flames. Multiple fire crews responded here as everything unfolded last night. The homeowners telling us at this point they don't know when or even if they will be able to return to their home here. Fire officials saying last night that they do not know what caused the bus to catch on fire. We are going to reach out to Lyft for Life, perhaps some others this morning, see what other kind of new details we can find out. But John and Blair, just a frightening situation out here last night. Just good news that no one was seriously hurt. For now, live in Normandy, I'm Christopher Gay.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is 6:04 right now. Well, the state of Missouri is set to carry out its first execution of the year tonight. Convicted murderer Brian Dorsey will get the death penalty in Bonterre. Some, though, are hoping he will be granted clemency in the final hour. The Power of Two's Laura Simon joins us live in downtown St. Louis, where people against the death penalty will meet later today. Laura?
Blair, Mike Parson has never granted a clemency request as governor, and that's exactly what he did at the 11th hour here, denying clemency for Brian Dorsey. And he would be the first person on death row to be executed this year here in the state of Missouri. A total of four people were executed in 2023. We want to take a closer look at this case for you, as it is nearly two decades old. Dorsey's convicted of killing Sarah and Ben Bonney on December 23, 2006 at their home near New Bloomfield, Missouri, which is just north of Jefferson City. Prosecutors said earlier that day Dorsey called Sarah asking to borrow money to pay two drug dealers who were at his apartment. Dorsey ended up going to the Bonneys' home that night, and after they went to bed, he took a shotgun from the garage and killed both of them before sexually assaulting Sarah's body. The day after the killing, Sarah's parents went to check on them after they didn't show up for a family gathering. They found the couple's four-year-old daughter sitting on the couch watching TV. She told her grandparents her mother, quote, won't wake up. Governor Mike Parson's denial of clemency leaves Dorsey's last hopes pinned on two appeals pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, less than 12 hours to go before the scheduled execution. Protesters, with Missourians to abolish the death penalty are making a last-minute push for Dorsey's clemency, saying he deserves mercy as he has never received an infraction during his two decades at the Potosi Correctional Center. They are saying he should spend the rest of his life there in prison. And this anti-death penalty group plans to meet here at the corner of Market and Tucker around 3 this afternoon. They will be traveling to Bonterre. That is where Dorsey is scheduled to be executed at 6 tonight. Reporting live downtown, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. New this morning, someone shot a man in South St. Louis early this morning. Police say the shooting happened just after midnight. This was near the intersection of South Compton and Chippewa in the Dutchtown neighborhood. That victim shot in the leg. Police have not yet released any information about a suspect.
Well, traffic was definitely heavy yesterday for the solar eclipse. Millions of people traveled to the best spots to view the spectacular sight. Thousands in the bi-state headed south before the eclipse, and it was bumper to bumper. This is from Bomarito Automotive Group Skyfox above the Festus area near 5561, about an hour before the total eclipse. Trips that normally take an hour doubled in time. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department sent out a message stating they couldn't do anything to help people, asking them to get the traffic moving. And when the eclipse ended, well, that was the beginning of the mass exodus. This was the view from our extreme weather specialist Chris Higgins around St. Genevieve County last night. His two-hour drive from Jackson, Missouri, turned into nearly 8 hours. Chris tells us many gas stations along the way were running out of fuel. This was going on until 11 o'clock at night. For many, though, the traffic jams didn't seem to cast a shadow over their eclipse experience.
About average 10, 11 miles per hour. We were over on the Illinois side, east of the Cape, and had a fantastic time, excellent conditions. Everything was really great.
My wife and I and the gang, we went down to Redbud. We followed waves on all the little back roads. We had no problem. Although the most intense bottlenecks were, of course, along the path of totality. We were in one of those paths. About 115 miles wide, crossing through 13 states. We have much more coverage of the eclipse on our website, fox2now.com. That includes videos and photos from our viewers. Just head to the homepage or any of our Fox 2 Now social media pages.